Hillier and Johnson face off for the 98th District House. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. The seat for the Ohio House 98th District is being sought after by two notable local candidates. Al Landis, a Republican, currently holds the position but will leave office at the end of the year due to term limits. Yorksville Law Director and Attorney Brett Hillier, a Republican, will face off against former Sugar Creek Mayor, Councilman, and Businessman Democrat Jeremiah Johnson. Both candidates aim to bring back local government funding but have a few differences on certain issues. Hillier said he's running for the state representative position because he's frustrated with the way things are being done in Columbus, specifically with the Home Rule Act of Ohio and the severance tax. He says he would like to focus on energy production for this area if elected.
I think with the right amount of infrastructure investment, such as a four-lane highway from Pittsburgh to Columbus, pipelines, and the right regulations, this area could become the next Houston, Texas.
Johnson said he's running because he wants to maintain job growth in the area and hopes to keep students local after graduation, as well as restore funding to our public schools.
What we want to work on is restoring local government funding so that Yorksville can pave their streets, Dover can pave their streets, everybody can afford to do what they should be able to do. They're unable to because so many dollars have been taken from our local municipalities.
Both candidates say their experience is what sets them apart from their opponent. Hillier currently serves as the lawyer for the city of Yorksville, Village of Roswell, Freeport, and West Lafayette.
I have municipal experience. I have experience in drafting ordinances and laws. I have experience with the law, being a lawyer. I have done that not just as a profession, but as a calling to help the communities I represent.
Johnson, who served as the mayor of Sugar Creek from 2008 to 2012, says his experience, along with working for two state senators, sets him apart from his opponent.
With my business background, I had failures and success in business. I'll be able to help local businesses grow. I've also sat as a legislator on village council. I've also sat as a mayor for 4 years.
Polls open on November 6th at 6:30 a.m. and will remain open until 7:30 p.m. Be sure to tune in to 99.9 after the election for all of your election results. A 22-year-old Newcomerstown man pleaded guilty in court on multiple drug charges. Lucian Lambs is facing felonies of aggravated drug possession and improperly handling firearms in a motor vehicle. The Tuscarawas County Prosecutor's Office noted that with a plea change, a pre-sentence investigation will be conducted before sentencing in about 6 weeks. In April of 2018, Lambs was located by Newcomerstown police in a gas station parking lot, slumped over in his vehicle. Along with the firearm, police discovered an illegal substance, prescriptions, and other drug-related items. The prosecutor's office adds that Lambs is facing another aggravated possession of drug charges. The indictment was filed on October 22nd, and he was released on his own personal recognizance. The Tuscarawas County Dog Pound will see new fees next year. Monday, the Tuscarawas County Commissioners approved new fees for services. Commissioner Carrie Metzger says these fees will be effective January 1st of 2019.
Seizing dog and delivery to the pound is $35. Housing and feeding dog per day will be $10. And selling a dog will be $40.
Currently, the dog pound fee is $18 and the license fee is $16. And in state news, Ohio's elections chief says an estimated 1.2 million absentee ballots have been requested and more than 700,000 absentee ballots cast so far for next Tuesday's midterm election. The Ohio Secretary of State's office says that those tallies, as of last Friday, are up compared with the same point in the 2014 election, with more than 800,000 absentee ballots had been requested and over 400,000 had been cast. Ohioans can vote absentee by mail or in person ahead of Election Day, which is November 6th. And in sports news, the Cavaliers registered their first win of the season last night, 136-114 over the Atlanta Hawks. Rodney Hood scored a team high of 26 points. Rookie Colin Sexton added 17 off the bench. Cleveland's next game is Thursday versus Denver. And in hockey, the Columbus Blue Jackets fell to 6-5 last night with a 5-3 loss to the Red Wings. Pittsburgh lost to the New York Islanders 6-3. The Boston Red Sox will have their championship parade today. The Red Sox beat the Dodgers to claim their fourth title in the last 15 years. In college football, the season's first playoff rankings were revealed last night. Ohio State checked in at number 10. Alabama is at number 1, followed by Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame, and Michigan. Last night in the Mid-American Conference, Kent State topped Bowling Green 35-28. Toledo hosts Ball State tonight at 7:30. Your news this morning is brought to you by Simpson Heating and Cooling, 817 West High Avenue in New Philadelphia, your local Carrier dealer. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next. Announcing great news about Simpson Heating and Cooling. They're now the highest rated Carrier heating and cooling products dealer in Tuscarawas County. And they're also the only Carrier factory authorized dealer in the county. Although Carrier manufactures other products, the Carrier logo is only put on their very best products. Simpson Heating and Cooling services all brands, but recommends and installs Carrier. Buy the best from the best, from a name you can trust. Simpson Heating and Cooling and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Just one call for everything. Simpson Heating and Cooling.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild on this Halloween. Southwest winds 10 to 15, gusts into 25 miles per hour. Isolated showers this morning. Showers become more numerous this afternoon with high temperatures near 65. Tonight, rain is likely, low temperature 49. Tomorrow, we'll see a high of 55 degrees with a cloudy sky and periods of rain. It remains unsettled into Friday. Scattered showers, breezy, with high temperatures Friday in the upper 50s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
WTUZ.